Hi everyone, John here, and welcome to the second module in our live product creation training. As usual, guys, please let me know you can hear me, that you can see my screen. You should be able to see the title for this week's presentation, and you should be able to hear me. Yeah, John's can hear me, Pauline. Yes, loud and clear. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Everyone seems to be having no issues this week. Good, good, good. Okay then, guys. First of all, I must excuse my voice. I've actually been a little bit under the weather for the last few days. My voice is a little bit better than it has been the last few days. I nearly had to put this one off for a couple of days because I had a case of man flu. But hopefully we'll be okay tonight. So, do excuse me if my voice croaks a little bit tonight. I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about basically sourcing PLR products and doing some research. Okay, I've got a little bit of a presentation, and then I'm going to actually show you how I go about doing what I'm going to teach. So I'm going to give you some theory training today and some actual practical training as well. And just for anyone who's watching the recording or anyone who's waiting for recordings and things like that, when you get the record, just this week as well and most weeks, when you get the recording, there'll probably be more info in there. There'll be a little worksheet and a checklist to go through as well. So, you know, when we do things live, obviously I'm live. Things might happen. I might forget to say something I should have said or whatever. And obviously when we go through the recording, I can obviously look at it and see, right, I should have, you know, told people to go here or do this. And that, so that might happen. So you will have something you can work through. And what I'm trying to do as well is give you guys like almost a step-by-step process as well. Because I know, you know, product creation, for a lot of people, it's hard, and a lot of people struggle. And my hope is, I'm going to hopefully make this easy for you. So we're going to get on with today's presentation. And what I want to talk about, first of all, is niche selection. Excuse me. So, I want to talk about no-nonsense niche selection first. A lot of people really, really struggle with you know, finding a niche or a niche to get into. You know, people think it's something that, you know, you have to sort of find something that no one else is doing, which is not true, which I'll cover in a moment. And some people just think, well, everyone else is doing that, so I can't do that. Or some people completely complicate choosing a niche. The first piece of advice I'm going to give you is follow the money, not the traffic. What I mean by that is, a lot of people, when they teach product creation and niche selection, they'll say go to Google and make sure that your keyword, whatever it may be, let's just use losing weight for example, your keyword has to be getting searched X amount of times per month. If it's not, then you need to try another keyword or go into another area. Now, I believe that's the completely wrong way to teach niche selection, because just because a search term is getting entered into Google, that doesn't mean people are actually spending money. I mean, yes, we know people spend a lot of money in the weight loss niche, but there's lots and lots of places where, you know, there's lots of times you're going to go to Google and you're going to do a search and you have no intention of spending money. Now, granted, sometimes you will do a search with no intention of spending money and you might end up spending money, but a lot of the time, you know, you're just searching for general things. So I believe that if people are teaching you to go and look for search terms, that's the wrong way to go about it. So that's why I say follow the money, not the traffic. And by that I mean, you know, go where you know people are spending money on digital information products. Places like ClickBank and JVZoo, places like the Warrior Forum, which I'll be showing you later on. Okay? Now, the biggest thing I want you to take away from this is don't overcomplicate this. You know, there's nothing complicated about choosing a niche where you can create a product to sell to other people. And again, this is where a lot of people either struggle or you know, don't follow it through because they overcomplicate this process. You know, I have people who come to me and say, John, I just can't find a niche. I can't choose a niche. And with my students, and I'll do this with you guys as well, but, you know, if someone is struggling to choose a niche and they don't know what to do, I'll say, right, let's jump on the phone. And usually after 5 minutes, I've got them a niche chosen because I'll ask them, because I can take people through a set step of training. I'll ask them, you know, what sort of sites do you like? What do you write about on your blog if you have a blog? And, you know, I'll ask a series of questions. And then by the end of it, I'll usually know what they can do. For example, some people might say to me, you know, I haven't really done much online. I've made a little bit of money on eBay. And I'll be like, stop. Okay. What have you done on ABA? Oh, well, I've just sold this, that, and the other. And then usually I'd be able to dig further and say, well, why don't you teach people how to do, you know, what you've been doing on ABA? Something like that. And a lot of people think, yeah, right, okay, why don't I do that? And that's, you know, overcomplicating things sometimes. I think a lot of people as well think, well, why will people want to learn from me when I don't really know enough about, you know, for example, let's say traffic generation. Who's going to want to learn traffic generation from me when I don't really know how to do it? And that's where research comes in, which I'll cover a little bit later as well. So, you know, don't overcomplicate this. And also, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Again, as I've already said, a lot of people think they have to come up with something no one else is doing. And nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, you know, you don't have to come up with, you know, teaching parrots how to do somersaults or whatever obscure niche, you know, is out there. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They think, you know, I have to do something that no one else is doing. And it's not like that. I mean, look at the weight loss niche again as an example. You know, weight loss, keep fit. I mean, how many abs programs are there out there? How many different weight loss, you know, diets are there out there? You know, how many different diets are there? And if I asked you, everyone on this webinar, if I said, how do you lose weight? We all know, eat more healthy and exercise more. That's it. But look how many products are out there that will teach us how to do this, or, you know, be offering secrets or whatever. They are everywhere. And all they are doing is that people are creating products in this area because they know it's an area where people are spending a lot of money. I mean, if you go to Google, I've never done this, but if you go to Google and type in lose weight or get fit, most of the first pages won't probably be products, or it'll take you to a page where you can, you know, buy products. So again, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here, okay? And the niche most of you will be going into will have been done hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, by other people. But the big difference is when you create a product, even if it's from PLR, it's your product. It's unique to you, and it's 100% unique to you. Okay? Because obviously that's what we'll be doing as well. We're not just going to take any PLR product and sell that. We're going to, you know, make it our own. Okay? So is everyone following so far? I just want to make sure everyone's, you know, up to speed and sort of gets what I'm saying. We don't have to complicate niche selection, okay? And like I say, I'm going to take you through a little process after this presentation. Yeah, everyone's following. Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay. So, then obviously when we choose a niche, we then have to source products, which, to be fair, this part isn't really going to be hard at all. The first thing you need to do is obviously find PLR products. One place you can look is obviously existing PLR products on your hard drive. I'm guessing a lot of you have bought PLR material over the years. You've probably bought products with, you know, 50 different products, 100 different products. You've probably bought special offers, WSOs, Warrior special offers, you know, many, many different things. And I'm guessing, in fact, let me just ask, have you got any PLR material on your hard drive? Just type yes or no. Let's see what the response is. I just want to see. Yes, John. Yes, Pauline. Yes, yes. Thousands. John said. Lords, Kevin. Yes, Lords, Terry. More than I think I will ever need, said Derek. 100, said Matt. But no one has said no. Okay? So obviously, don't forget this, because I bet you've done this. I've done this before, where you'll buy a PLR, a collection of PLR products, and you buy it, and you download it, and you say to yourself, right, I'll check that out tomorrow or next week or whenever, and it just sits there. It doesn't even get unzipped. It just sits on your hard drive. I've done it. You know, I'm guilty of that as well. And obviously, the chances are you've got some good, good stuff on your hard drive already. Another place is obviously PLR membership sites. Now, I don't know if you're a member of any sites. I won't actually recommend two today, but there's lots and lots of sites out there where you'll get fresh content every single month. So, you know, that's another area you can look into. You know, there's two sites. Like I say, there's one site I'm going to recommend I've been a member of for years, and there's another site I'm going to recommend that I've literally just came across, heard about, and I do want to mention it. But I'll talk about that later. But obviously, if you're a member of any sites, there's a chance you've been paying a monthly fee and haven't logged in for a few months. And we've all done that as well. Maybe you can go in and see all of the back catalogues and see what else is in there. That's always a good idea as well. The Warrior Forum is always a good place to go, especially the WSO section of the Warrior Forum. I think everyone's familiar with the Warrior Forum and the WSO section. Is anyone not? I just want to see what the response is. waiting. I've got a delay. It must be a delay because the last time everyone answered and this, yeah, not really. Okay, Kerry says not really. Well, Kerry, and for anyone else who doesn't know, and the Warrior Forum is the biggest internet marketing forum on the internet. It's absolutely huge. And there is a WSO section, which is Warrior, which stands for Warrior Special Offers. I'll show you this section in a moment as well. That's a place where people make offers, you know, special offers, offer products at cheaper prices. But you can find a lot of PLR material in there as well. A lot of people write PLR material and just sell that material in the Warrior Forum, and you can sometimes find some really, really good deals in there. Okay, so a few people are saying no. So I'll probably have to cover that a little bit more when we go through the practical training as well. Let's not forget Google. You know, you go to Google, let's use traffic generation as an example. If you type traffic generation or traffic PLR into Google, you're going to get tons and tons of results. So, you know, if that was your chosen niche, you just go to Google, search for your keywords, and then the word PLR. And there you will probably find that you can find some products there as well. And let's not forget your head. you know, hopefully you're going to choose a niche or a topic where you might know a little bit already. For example, you might know how to drive some traffic already. You might have a few methods in your head and that you can teach. And obviously, if you can add to any product, you know, when we take our PLR material, what we will ultimately be doing is taking the best from everything we source and creating a product of our own. And if you can add to that with you know, what's in your head, again, that's going to make the product unique as well. Okay? Right then. So this is something you should really spend all week doing, okay? This is not something you're going to do in an hour or two. Now, I'm not saying you have to, you know, sit at your computer for a week and do nothing but search for PLR, but it's something you might do as the week progresses. You might do a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit later on in the week. So basically, by the next module, you should have enough PLR material to then create a product, okay? So this is not something you're just going to, you know, do it in an hour, you know, maybe, well, you could, probably could do it in an hour or two, but what I want you to do is actively be seeking the PLR material you need, okay? And what you really want to be doing is gathering as many PLR products as you can. Forget about quality for now. If you see something that's related to your niche and you can download it, download it. Now, obviously, there's going to be times when you're going to be presented with something you might have to pay for. That might be a little bit of time where you might want to do a little bit of research. Obviously, make sure that you've got the rights you want. Make sure you can, you know, repurpose the material and there's no restrictions. Remember, we talked about last week, sometimes you get restrictions. So just make sure anything you are purchasing is going to give you, that there's enough you can do with it to obviously make it what you want to make it, okay? You also want to try and gather different formats of PLR material. What that means is, you know, don't just go away and download 20 PLR ebooks on traffic generation. Try and find some products that teach traffic generation, maybe through video, or maybe you'll find an audio series that teaches traffic generation. You know, if you can find video, and you can find PDFs, and you can find, audio, then obviously, then you've got more material you can work with. And what I'll be also showing you guys, and I did briefly talk about this last week, is I'll be showing you how to maybe take an audio and make it into an ebook, or take an ebook and make it into a training video, that sort of thing. Okay, and if we've got lots of different formats, that's going to help with that. Now also, you have to consume your PLR material, okay? You can't just, for example, you can't just take a series of 10 traffic generation videos that train you. You can't just, well, you can, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't just sell those as they are, or, you know, have them transcribed and sell it as an ebook. You should consume the, you know, consume the material to make sure that whatever it's teaching is current. Because obviously, one thing with PLR, what can happen is if it can become out of date. You know, things change, rules on sites change. For example, Facebook's always changing, eBay changes the rules quite a lot. Facebook and Google. You know, if you've got a Facebook training program that you're using, the chances are if it's more than 6 months old, it's going to be material that could be out of date. So you should consume the PLR material and obviously make sure it's current. And also you should be doing some research, you know, forums, blogs, buying other marketers' products and things like that, okay? The goal is by the end of this week, you will have enough material and enough knowledge in your head to then go and create something, okay? So is everyone following that so far? Because what I'm going to do now, I'm going to sort of show you how you can do this. Good. Right, Mike says good. Yes, Yes, because if there's any questions, guys, just, you know, just ask. If there's anything you're not sure of, because what we can do now, obviously with us being live, I can answer them right now if I can. Paul's just joined late. Paul, don't worry about it. Obviously, the recording will be in the members area within 24 hours. I've basically just done a little bit of practical training, theory training, sorry, and I'm going to go through this in a practical way now, okay? So, okay. Let me open my browser. So, let's go right back to, first of all, choosing a niche or a niche. Obviously, it depends whereabouts in the world you are. In the UK, we say niche, and I think it's in the US more than anything else people say niche, but they both mean exactly the same thing. So as I said at the start, with the, you know, people, a lot of people will teach, you know, who teach niche selection will say go to Google and look for keywords and things like that. No, don't do that. Go to where you know people are spending money on digital information products. And there's two main places I send people to, and there's two main places you can go to. And that is the ClickBank Marketplace, which is what you're looking at right now. So if you go to clickbank.com and then click on the Marketplace tab, which will be at the top of the page, up here, that takes you to the ClickBank Marketplace. And basically, ClickBank, for anyone who doesn't know, is a place where product creators and affiliates get together to sell digital information products. So if you create a product and put it on ClickBank, it will be in the ClickBank Marketplace where affiliates can come along and they can see how well your product's selling, see how much commissions they can earn, etc., etc., and then they can get a link to promote your product. In a nutshell, that's how ClickBank works. But the most important thing is it shows you what's selling. Okay? Now, if we look on the left-hand side when we're in the marketplace, and just going to quickly see if we've got any questions. No, we haven't. If we look on the left-hand side, we see there's lots and lots and lots of categories. I mean, for example, you know, home and garden. I've never clicked in here, but you know, straight away there's ideas. Animal care, gardening, home buying, home improvements. That's, you know, an area you could possibly look at. But I'm guessing most people on this webinar and most people who follow my training are going to be looking in here. E-business and e-marketing. And straight away, look at all these ideas we can get. You know, there's affiliate marketing, there's article marketing, auctions, which obviously would involve eBay, blogs, copywriting, easing strategies, email marketing. You know, you can see straight away we're getting ideas. You know, there's lots and lots of ideas here. And I could possibly create a product in just about everything here, just about everything. I could probably find some PLR material and create a product, okay? But what we can also do is we can search the marketplace. So if I search for traffic, okay, this will bring up any traffic-related products in the marketplace. Now, sometimes the ClickBank marketplace search is a little bit hit and miss. Sometimes it won't really list products that's related to traffic. Sometimes that does happen. But as you can see, we've got tons and tons of traffic products. Now, the first thing I want to explain about ClickBank is everything goes off gravity. This gravity here is actually not doing very well. 1.45, selling a little bit. And basically, the higher the gravity of a product, the more money it's making. So if we search by gravity, this will list them. See now I said sometimes it doesn't work. Diabetes is nothing to do with traffic. And the way sometimes it'll throw up a wrong search is because this is aimed at affiliates looking to promote products. But you will find there will be traffic, you know, related products here. Here's one here, the traffic getting list building podcast platform. So that must be showing you you know, how to get traffic from podcasts. Gravity is 138.97. That says to me that product is doing really, really well. To be honest, anything with a gravity of 10 or more is doing well. So obviously, if you have a list of niches you want to research, you could come here, search, obviously searching the categories on the left, and you could also come to ClickBank and search as well. So if you find, for example, I don't know, auctions or eBay. If you come and search for eBay, you'll probably find a ton of products teaching eBay that are selling, you know, with a gravity of 10 or more. Okay, that would tell me that I can go into that niche. If I search for teaching your parrot to do somersaults, obviously we wouldn't find anything. Well, I don't think we would anyway. And I hope that makes sense, okay? So, you know, the big thing about what I want you to take away is don't try and reinvent the wheel. Don't try and do something new. Do something what's been proven to already sell, okay? So after that, we can also go to JVZoo. And the JVZoo marketplace is very, very similar to the ClickBank marketplace. As you can see, we've got, you know, different categories. Now, JVZoo is a little bit like ClickBank. In fact, it's very, very similar, apart from it uses PayPal to process payments. And basically, an affiliate will come along, look for a product to promote, apply to promote it, and as long as they are approved, they can then start promoting it. And then the big benefit of JVZoo and the big attraction of JVZoo is that the affiliates receive their money instantly. With ClickBank, it's paid every week, but with JVZoo, it's paid instantly, okay? And again, you can come here and you can, if you look, we've got different categories here, affiliate marketing, article, blogging, classifieds, copywriting, much the same. But what we can also do is we can search the marketplace. So hold on. So if I click on find products, and I click on traffic, if I search for traffic, okay, and I search, the beauty of JVZoo, as I'm about to show you, when the page loads, is it will show you how many products have been sold. So you can see here, Traffic Recon, How to Uncover Massive Traffic, has sold over 3,500 copies. So I tell you that traffic is a profitable niche on JVZoo. Traffic XLA, or whatever that is called, 3,500 copies. The Traffic Rush System by my good friend Alex Jeffries, over 3,000 copies. So does this tell you traffic generation is profitable? Is a profitable niche you can go into? Absolutely. I mean, actually, traffic generation, it's actually going to be the area I'm going to get into. I'm going to create a product using traffic material for PLR. And I've created traffic generation products in the past. So I do know enough about traffic generation to go and create something of value. But anyone, okay, any one of you guys can create a product on traffic generation, okay? Now, I know for a fact people will be thinking, well, John, I don't know how to generate traffic. But again, if you consume your PLR material, you could just take the top three traffic methods at work. You know, you could test 10 traffic methods or 15 traffic methods. You could find the top three. You could then really, really go to town on those three methods and just teach three methods. You know, top three traffic generation methods you've ever discovered that's proven to work, that could be a product, okay? I'm just giving you ideas here. You don't have to come up with every traffic generation method under the sun. You could even just perfect one method. Let's say, for example, you find that blog hopping, which is going to other people's blogs and leaving comments. Let's say you perfect a method to get blog hopping to work really, really, really well. You could just teach that one method. You could take the PLR material you have, you know, get ideas about what to write about, and you could create something along those lines, okay? And just something I want to throw out here as well, guys. Yes, we're using PLR material, but there's nothing stopping you. If you have an idea and you want to, you know, create most of this product yourself, you don't have to use every bit of PLR you've got. Remember, we're just taking the best bits of information. And ultimately, this means creating something that's maybe 70, 80, 90% your own work. That's even better. But obviously, this system, what I'm teaching, is something that once you've done it a few times, you can do quickly. But at the end of the day, if you want to create something from PLR that's a lot of your own work, that's absolutely fine as well. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So is everyone okay for now? Is everyone following what I've talked about so far? And does everyone get how you can use JVZoo to sort of find profitable niches? All good. Yes. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Everyone seems to be getting it so far. And can you see that this is not complicated, guys? This isn't anything complicated here. All of the topics that I've talked about, anyone can go into. Anyone can go into traffic generation, affiliate marketing, eBay. There's all of those different areas anyone can go into. And to make it even easy for you guys, I'm actually going to put this link into chat, but there will be a download on the replay. Let me just find out how I'm doing this. Give me a moment. So that link there is a link to a PDF. You should see that in chat. And what this contains is 101 internet marketing related niche ideas, okay? So if you go through this list and you come to me and say, John, I can't think of a niche, you're not doing it right, okay? Because this is basically, you could enter just about anything on here, okay? And what you can do, you can find something, traffic building, traffic generation, go to ClickBank, go to JVZoo, go to a place like that, and you can search, you know, search for these keywords, and hopefully you're going to come up with ideas, okay? Now remember that the key is to try and source as much PLR material as we possibly can, okay? But this is just, at the moment, we're still talking about ideas. So you've got that 101 niche list, okay? Again, if you're watching the replay, the download will be in the same section, and everything you need will be there. Another thing you can do, I just want to show you this for niche ideas, okay? I am live on the Warrior Forum right now. Okay, remember this is the Warrior Forum I talked about earlier, guys, but some people weren't sure. Warriorforum.com, and I'm in the main internet marketing discussion forum, basically the main place where people talk about internet marketing. Now, if I refresh this page, so this is completely live, I don't know what I'm going to see now, so I pray this works. What I then want to do is look for problems people are having or questions people are asking. Okay, the core truth about online business. Don't know what that's about, you know, but that could be possibly something you could look at to get a product creation idea. Looking to brand your business online, need to know what's right, the right colors. So someone's asking about branding their business with colors. Again, there's probably going to be people talking about a lot about, you know, getting traffic, business, having a nice looking site, that sort of thing. Probably a really dumb WordPress question, someone having problems with their blog, need ideas for your blog, want to learn how to blog, is it possible to write reviews about products we have not purchased? Can you see how these are all questions where you could possibly get ideas? Does this make sense, guys? You know, people are really, really having issues. And as you can see, you know, these are all new posts, brand new posts. Let me see if I can find one or two more. Best ClickBank products to choose. So there's probably someone who's having problems choosing the right ClickBank products to promote. Again, there'll be discussions in there. That could be related to affiliate marketing. In fact, let's go in here. Let's just see what we find. So someone's having problems by the looks of it. You know, look at the gravity as I spoke about earlier. But I know for a fact, hopefully, I'm not saying I know for a fact, but this could get into a discussion where people are talking about affiliate marketing. And maybe you'll find tips in here. Now, maybe you can take that information, go and apply it, and that could be part of your product as well. Okay, so is this all making sense, guys? Again, how we're sort of coming up with our niche ideas, our product selection ideas. You know, again, it's pretty, pretty simple stuff. Now, will you imagine if you spend an hour a day for a week in here, and you get really, really involved in discussions, you know, I'm just seeing ideas all the time, looking for cheap traffic, free traffic method. Look at this one. I mean, again, I'm going to create a traffic program. This is probably going to be something I'd bookmark because there's three pages of discussion. Someone's asking for traffic methods in detail. There's someone providing answers, but I'm guessing if we look hard enough, someone will go into more detail or perhaps provide some training. Again, can you see how easy this is? Right, Craig is saying the Warrior Forum has lost you. Okay, Craig. I think the best way you'll get to grips with the Warrior Forum is to actually go and have a look around. You know, and just look at the discussions people are having, and then you will get to grips with it more. The best way to learn the Warrior Forum is to actually just go and look. And let me just, I'll just show you exactly how to find this section. So if I go to warriorforum.com, my browser's going to freeze. In here, we've got lots and lots of different sections, but as you can see, there's 2,300 people looking at this section alone, okay? And that's the section I was in. There's lots and lots of sections, but this is the main section, okay, where people talk about internet marketing. Okay, so, now, if you remember, guys, I said I'm going to create a traffic generation product. So I took things a little step further with the Warrior Forum, and I searched for the word traffic, okay? So I've just searched, click search here, type in traffic, and then I'm going to find anything related to traffic or where the word traffic is used, okay? And again, I'm going to find, you know, tons and tons of threads, tons and tons of, you know, discussions. Again, you know, people looking for cheap traffic, how to increase traffic. I'm going to then get more ideas, okay? That, again, is part of your research, okay? You can go in here, and you can learn, you know, I could probably learn anything I need to know about traffic by coming here and looking at these threads. I don't even have to go and buy a traffic product. But of course, people online would rather, you know, buy the product and do, you know, by creating a traffic product, I'm basically, if I find traffic methods that I know work and I get all of the material I need, and then I sell that as a product. I'm helping people overcome the fact that they have to go and do research and things like that. I'm doing that for them. I hope that makes sense. Okay, so that's another way I can source material and get ideas. Okay, another idea is to go into the Warrior Special Offer section. So this is an advanced search. Let me show you how I've done this. You click search, you click advanced search. I'm going to search for traffic in the Warrior Special Offer section. Now, let me just show you guys the Warrior Special Offer section, because a few of you seem to be a little bit unfamiliar with the Warrior Forum. So let me just quickly show you. This is where, as you can see, a lot of people hang out. And this is where people are making offers. Okay, people are selling information products as Warrior Special Offers. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people selling in here. Okay. And in a nutshell, it's just a place where people make a special offer. It really is. I know that sounds, you know, it's the name of what, you know, Warrior Special Offer. That's what people do, okay? So if I come in here and I search the word traffic in the Warrior Special Offer section, fingers crossed, I'm going to find people who are selling traffic-related products. Okay? Now, straight away, someone's saying, create traffic leads and sales on demand, free video. So that's someone giving it away for free. I could go and watch that video, possibly get some ideas. Someone's saying, discover how I make $100 to $500 per day. That's probably got something to do with traffic, because obviously I'm searching for the word traffic. You know, there's lots and lots and lots of traffic-related offers going on in here, okay? Again, guys, hopefully this is not getting too confusing here. All I'm doing is just researching, okay, to get ideas. I just want to make sure everyone's okay. So is everyone okay so far? So we've searched a couple of marketplaces, JVZoo, ClickBank. We've got 101 niche lists which we can use to do searches, and we're just looking for profitable niches. Yes, everyone is saying okay. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so the next thing we can do, I want to show you a couple of sites, okay? Two sites. This one, InstaProduct. I've actually took a couple of products from these. I've done a little bit of work with a couple of people where we've took plugins from this site and we have relaunched them. I've launched them on JVZoo. Now, what this site gives you is a WordPress plugin every single month. And there's actually one thing I do want to, I'll have to go back. If I go back, something I didn't mention. I go to JVZoo and we go to top sellers in the marketplace. Something I should have mentioned, guys, do apologize. This is the top selling products for today. Okay, the top 10. The top selling products for yesterday is next. Then we've got the top selling products for the past 7 days and then the past 30 days. Now, again, this is going to tell you hot niches. And one thing that is hot, at the very moment, video is huge on JVZoo. There's a lot of video related products getting sold, but also WordPress plugins. There's a lot of WordPress plugins getting sold, okay? And that, actually, I should have mentioned that earlier, so I do apologize. And that's why this is a really, really, really good site, okay? Every single month, they give you a brand new plugin. Now, look at this plugin I've got here for October. WP Share It is an easy-to-use, newbie-friendly plugin that will allow you to send viral traffic to your blogs. This is perfect for me to possibly use as an upsell, okay? So if I create a traffic generation product, when people buy it, I can then make them an offer of a plugin that's going to get them more traffic. So not only can I say I will teach you how to get traffic, I can say, look, I can give you the tools to get traffic. Okay, so this is a really good place to look. And there's a lot of, you know, different months in here. And I think there's a few related to driving traffic as well. Another one here, designed to promote content. So it's possible that I can go through all of these and possibly come up with, you know, a series of upsells or something along those lines. Or I could use one for a bonus, because I do think with the terms I'm allowed to do that. So I just want to show you this site here now. I'll give you a link. I'll put this in the chat, just in case you guys do want to check this out. And obviously, you know, this is an ongoing monthly membership site. There's a trial offer and there's obviously an annual offer, okay? Now this is something where I've took products from and I've made them my own, okay? Another site I really want to mention is PLR Monthly. Now this site I've been a member of for many, many, many years. The two people who run this, Dan Sumner and Dave Nicholson, I'm really, really good friends with. And they give you tons and tons and tons of PLR material every single month. Now, they give you an ebook, they give you a mini sales page, they actually give you an eBay sales page, squeeze page, graphics, and PSD templates. Everything you could possibly need to create something of your own. Okay? What they also do, let me just see if I can find the right place, they also do a PLR request service. A request service. So if you come up with, obviously this is something that's going to be ongoing for you, you might come up with a few ideas for future products, you can actually go and ask them to write the content for you. I mean, how cool is that? And also, there's a lot of archives in here. I really should have maybe had a look beforehand, but you know, they do go back. There is a way, if you opt in for the lifetime membership, I do believe it's about 3 years worth of content in here, okay? And this link that I'm going to give you gives you a 20% discount. I do believe this is for one-off payment for a lifetime. Let me just quickly scroll down. let me just quickly get there. Yeah, $77 for lifetime access, and I do believe you get all of the archives. Feel free to check that out as well, okay? So that's just two recommendations, guys, and I use the products on these sites. I do want to make you aware, because if you become a member of a site monthly, a monthly membership site, it's obviously giving you the incentive to create content every month. Because if you promise yourself that you will use this content and create and come up with ideas, obviously then it's going to help you come up with the content every month, okay? So, the next thing we can do, actually that's a page I showed you where you guys are used to see it, obviously doing the search for traffic. And the next thing we can do, just to find PLR material, is actually go to places like JVZoo. And in my case, I search for traffic PLR. And I can actually find people are selling PLR related traffic material. That's actually Dave Nicholson selling something from PLR Monthly, what I've just mentioned. We've got traffic videos, free sources and sneaky techniques. We've also got people selling ebooks related to traffic. So, you know, you probably find a lot of these are going to be very, very, very cheap. I mean, this product here, I actually know it's only $5. I mean, you know, you spend $5 on a product, there's another product there, $7. $7. I can spend $19 and have three products I can use. So there we go. Craig is saying, please point to where you're reading or make your cursor flash or something. Right, I'll try my best, Craig. So yeah, obviously the price here, $5, $7, $7. Okay, that's the price of those products. Very, very, very cheap. And Paul's just asking, are these free plugins PLR? The plugins you get with Instaproduct, yes. They are all PLR, and I do believe they are unrestricted. It definitely says on this page somewhere, you know, I'm not going to go through the page, but I'm 99% sure it is unrestricted PLR rights, which means you can do what you want. I think the only thing you can't do is give away PLR rights to it. That's it. Okay? Okay, another place we can go is good old Google. As you can see, if you look in the top left corner, I've searched for traffic PLR, and here we go with lots and lots and lots of products getting offered, okay, related to PLR. Again, that's all you have to do. Your keyword followed by the word PLR. Okay? And finally, there's a Warrior Special Offer section of the Warrior Forum. Again, I'm doing an advanced search. Warrior Special Offers for traffic-related PLR material. And obviously, I can be using different search terms, such as private label. No, not just PLR. That will probably bring up some different results as well. So if I search for that, hopefully I would then find traffic related PLR material. Okay, so I'm just going to see if I can find something. Now, hot niche PLR WordPress blogs plus domain, weight loss PLR. Maybe I should just try searching for the words PLR as well. Traffic profits PLR package, complete sales funnel, product, lead generation system, and more. I'm actually going to click and look at this. I want to see how much this is. So your readers need traffic, give them the exact traffic guide and product package complete, blah, 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 as you can see. Someone's selling a PLR traffic guide with funnel. Looks good. Traffic Bombshell is the name. Remember, this is live, guys. So, yeah, $8.76. So do you think you could source, you know, enough PLR material by just spending a few hours doing what I've just shown you. Right, Craig's asking, let me go back. Advanced search, let me show you again, Craig. Do excuse me. Okay, so when we do an advanced search, we click search, we click advanced search, we enter our keywords, which in this case was traffic, PLR, okay, and then we can search the whole of the Warrior Forum, or we can search different sections. Okay, there's lots and lots and lots of sections, and like I say, if you have a browser in the Warrior Forum, you will find, you will learn how it works. But the Warrior Special Offer section is where people are selling products. And then if we search now, that brings up exactly what I've just shown you guys, okay? So as I found, there it was there. I'd probably be buying this package, okay, for $8.76. And I know if I spent, you know, a few hours in here, I'm going to find a lot of stuff. I mean, if I go to page 2, let's just see if there's anything else. A lot of it is reviews for some reason these days, which never used to happen. There, viral traffic builder, Facebook viral video marketing tool, pre-launch WSO. And hopefully that's got PLR rights. There's a traffic handbook with PLR that actually got WSO of the day. So again, can you see how I'm not spending a lot of time doing this? I'm doing this live, guys. And let me just see how much this is. I know it's not going to be much. I know for a fact it's not. $17. Okay. And obviously you need to be careful. One thing you need to be doing here when you do this is find out what rights you've got. And they're usually mentioned somewhere. I probably won't be now I've said that. But usually, there you go. This tells you what you can do with this product. So you can sell for a minimum of $7. And you can edit, add, rebrand. You can create physical products. You can package. And what you can't do is distribute or sell the private label rights, which is absolutely fine. You know, you don't want to. That's one restriction most people put on. You cannot add this to either a free or a paid membership site. So basically, you can't take that content and put it in as training in a membership site. But you can obviously repurpose and repackage it and bundle it with other products. You can't give it away. That's absolutely fine. So that would be something else I'd probably look at. Okay. So that's basically it, guys. That's sort of your task for this week, if you want. Try and find the niche you want to get into, or you know. Go through any membership sites you're already a member of as well. You know, look what's in there. Look at this 101 niche list. This is very, very important. It'll give you some ideas. Do your research and source your products. Okay? So let me see what questions we've got. And I will go on as long as we need to. Okay, there's actually no questions, guys. They were all just people saying yes and things like that. So if anyone's got any questions, please just type away in the question box and I'll do my very, very best to answer them right now. Right, this is a question from Lee. How do you know if PLR products are of good quality? There are a lot of really poor quality products out there. I have a lot of my computer I purchased. The main thing you do, Lee, is obviously go through the product. Like I said earlier, go through the training to make sure it's current, to make sure it's good quality. You'll also find with the Warrior Forum, I mean, for example, those two products I just looked at, they've just recently been released, so they should be good quality. You'll usually find, you know, I buy a lot of PLR material from the Warrior Forum, and you'll find that a lot of marketers on there have got really, really good reputations and they'll have good reviews, and that's usually a good indicator that the material would be good quality as well. But of course, the only way you will know for sure is to actually go through it and make sure it's current. Paul is asking, why do you keep a money box on your desk? Ah, are you on about my sales video? I think that's what you mean, Paul. I was really, really puzzled there. It's a little cash kitty box just for when people call, you know, for example, when the window cleaner comes to clean the windows. I'll usually put my change in there as well. I'm a person who always seems to use a note when I buy something, and that's the change goes in there. I was a bit confused there. Okay. Right, John is saying, what if I pick a niche which turns out to be a stinker when I do the checks you said? The simple answer, John, is you go for another niche. So if you find that you're not, you know, there's no one selling products in that area, there's nothing really going on. I mean, I don't know what we, I'm just trying to find something on here what might not have good results. I'm trying, telemarketing. I mean, I don't know how big that niche is, but if you looked into telemarketing, number 84, and you found that there wasn't really, in fact, let's do it. See what sort of results we get here. And remember, I'm doing this quick, guys, so. The ultimate phone sales system has sold less than 10 products. The offline client code has sold between 25 and 50. Over 25 means before 25 and 50. The voice prospector elite has sold between 25 and 50 as well. This, to me, doesn't look really, really hot. Another place I would probably go is the Warrior Forum and do an advanced search. I'm just moving my question box about, so I'm, let me see, what is special offer? There's a few things in here, but I don't know how related to telemarketing they are. The initial signs I would see aren't brilliant, and let me just do a general search for telemarketing, just to see if there's many discussions going on. So that's more of a discussion about telemarketing. I would say that would be something I would probably, you know, on first impression, and without doing any more research, would probably say that might not be a good niche. So, yeah, and then I would just look for something else. Clark is asking, are you going to show us how to change or repurpose a pale art to sell it? Yes, Clark. And that's the sort of thing we'll be getting into starting next week. How do we know if it's current? Pauline's asking. You check it out. You will usually know within a few minutes if something's, you know, old or if something is not current. It usually doesn't take long, and that's through doing research. If you download 20 PLR products, you will easily find what's current and what's good. You can tell usually by the graphics that's being supplied, the sales page. You can usually tell pretty quick. And like I say, when you go through the product, you will soon find out. Terry's asking, how would you use PLR videos? Terry, that's a really good question. There's a couple of ways you can use, well, there's a few. The most obvious way, and the way most people will do it, is they will just sell the videos as they are, which is not something I would recommend. You could have the videos transcribed, and you could make those into PDFs. You could possibly take the audio from the videos, and you could record your voice over the videos. You could completely re-record the videos again. Because remember, with PLR, you don't have to use it as it is, and you don't, which is what most people do. To repurpose a training video, let's say someone is showing you how to set up a WordPress blog, okay? From start to finish, that's going to get traffic. They will show you maybe a series of 10 videos. What's stopping you watching video one, getting it right, you know, following the training, and then recording another video yourself doing the same thing? Nothing stopping you doing that. And obviously, if Terry sells me a blogging guide, I really want to be hearing Terry's voice on the training videos. I don't want to be hearing someone else, what I sometimes see is I see maybe a lady will come to me and say, John, I've got this product, will you check it out? And then there's someone else's voice. And now, yes, you can outsource this sort of thing, but ultimately, if I buy a product for someone, I really want to be taught by that person. But one option is to outsource it, but I would always recommend you try and do it yourself. So that's just a few things you can do. Dave's asking, what about updates, bugs to the PLR stuff on the software side? Yeah, Dave, that's obviously something, it would depend where you get the products from. Now, with InstaProduct, I'm pretty sure if I look at the download page, there's the latest version. If you look at this product here, this was released in October, but they've updated it on the 7th of November. So we've got a version 1.1. So this is why this is one of the sites I recommend. If it needs an update, it will just update. And usually with plugins, if you come in and you just download the update, it's easy to provide updates for people who are using the plugin. There's another update being done to this product from August. So you can see these guys are keeping well on top of all of their products. Let's just see if there's any more. There's another one there. Was updated in May from April. So obviously, if they find a bug or an update, they will update the product. If you buy plugins and things from other people, what you do want to be asking is, look, if the software needs to be updated, what happens? Because what you don't want is a situation where you've sold 1,000 copies of something, and then all of a sudden a WordPress update makes it obsolete and you don't know how to fix it. Because you're going to be responsible. And what that might mean you have to do is then go and get it, go to somewhere like Elance or Scriptlance and get it updated, which is an option, by the way. You can always update yourself. Remember, you've got PLR rights to these products. You can put your name on them, you can rebrand them, you can add stuff to them, maybe add some features, make them better, whatever. Shubham, I hope I've got that right, is asking where to go for good PLR stuff. Basically where I've shown you tonight. If you came in late, obviously you can see the replay. Craig's asking me to slow down. Craig, I'm trying my best, okay? I know sometimes you have an accent issue, I know that, Craig. So hopefully on the replays you'll be able to pause if you need to. Claudio's asking, what if I'm in a different niche? Well, what I'm teaching can work in any niche, really. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what niche, as long as you know people are spending money. For example, JVZoo, like if I go back, give me one second. We've got comedy, dance, baking, barbecue, diets. There's tons of niches in there. So you can just apply what I've spoke about tonight to any niche you want. Paul is asking, under what circumstances would you be denied access to sell a product? That's related to affiliate marketing, Paul. I mean, you would, with JVZoo, you apply to promote a product, just for anyone who doesn't know, and then the product creator can choose whether to accept or deny you. If you haven't got any sales history with JVZoo, that's when you usually find they will deny you. That's usually about it. Kathy's asking a good question. What if someone sells you some PLR product that you use a certain way and it turns out it belongs to another person and now you're in trouble? That is something that can happen, Kathy. And again, the sites I've recommended, them, all of the products they create, the products are sourced, created every month, okay, brand new products. But it really depends who you're going to, and there will be instances where people have sold PLR rights to something they shouldn't. And ultimately it's about doing your due diligence. If that should happen, ultimately it's a person who you bought from who would probably get into trouble, not you. Although I'm not, the legal aspects could get very, very complicated. But if you sold me something, Kathy, with PLR rights that you weren't allowed to, and I bought it, then the original creator came to me, I'd obviously send them to you. But yeah, just try and use reputable sites and go to reputable marketers, and that way you should have no problems. Paul's asking, on updates from Instapage, can you use those to upsell to previous buyers that you sell them to? I think I know what you're saying, Paul, and if you mean, can you offer other products to previous customers, I think that's what you're asking. Yes, I mean, what I talked about in last week's training was about cross-promoting your products. For example, everyone who's bought from me in the past is going to see my new traffic product. And anyone who buys my new traffic product is going to see all of the other stuff I've done, cross-promoting. John's asking, you have an accent? Yes, you probably noticed, John. I know my accent is strong. It's obviously where I'm from in the world, and I can't change that. I mean, I wish I could. And sometimes I've had people who can't understand me, and I can't do anything about that. I really can't. I wish I could. Subham, I hope I'm getting your name right, is asking, how to get good ideas for WordPress plugins, as plugins always sell well. There is a site, I can't remember the name right now. This is live, so let's have a look. There's Insta product, what I recommended. See, there's lots of sites here, as you can see. But there is a one, what gives you scripts. But this is something where you then have to then go and get them repurposed or created. And I'll try and find it, okay? So for anyone watching the replay, hopefully I'll have it found. And this will make sense. There's a place you can go where there are scripts and plugins that do a certain task on WordPress, and then you can take them to a programmer and obviously get them, you know, get them enhanced or whatever. But if you just notice there, if I just go back, I search PLR WordPress plugin and look at, you know, I mean, I've never even been to this site in my life. I don't know what's going to be here, but there's someone. Look, oops, hold on. That looks like someone who's offering, you know, different plugins as well. But again, it's all about doing your due diligence. But the point I'm making here, guys, it is easy to go and find stuff. Brian's asking, will you be covering your own products, i.e. not based on other people's products? Well, in the product creation process, Brian, yes, I suppose I will. Yeah, so I will be covering, you know, because obviously I am creating a product. So yes. John's asking, is my accent Scottish? No, but it's very close. I'm about 100 miles away from Scotland, something like that, from the Scottish border, northeast of England. So, Terry is asking, would you recommend using an outsourcing site to write your PLR? You can, Terry. It really is up to you. But I think I'm just looking at John's next question. I wouldn't. If you can do it yourself, do it yourself. Okay. John's asking Romanian now. I think John's having a joke tonight. Don't change your, like, your accent, Clark is saying. No wrong with Geordie, try proper Yorkshire, John's saying. Well, I'm actually not Geordie, John. I'm Sunderland, Matt. Script Lance, Terry was saying. That is one place where you get scripts created, yes, but... let me have a look. Yeah, let's just try. Is that it there? This could be it. This actually could be it. There's a lot of PLR stuff in here. this is a place you can go. Plugins. Yeah, there's going to be stuff in here. So that's probably a place you know, but it's not the place I'm thinking of. I will try and find what it is. ThingForest. That could be it. That could be it, Dave. Dave just came up with this. Let me see. That rings a bell. This is it. Yeah. I'm 99% sure. This is it. Yeah, this is the one. Let me just put in here. Review site. I'm sure there's a place I can go. If I click WordPress. Or maybe somewhere else I've got to go. Hold on. Plugins. Hold on, let me try again. Search traffic. There we go. Look at all these traffic plugins. Now, you have to be very careful with the rights here, okay? There's different rights for every product because obviously it's a product creator. You sometimes have to buy what's called an extended license if you want to sell it. Sometimes these are just for your own use. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make here is you can find stuff here. I mean, there's a YouTube traffic plugin, whatever that may do. You could take that, get it developed, and you've got your own product. You know, this is not hard. The point I'm trying to make here is this is not hard. So there's no need to find that link. This is a codecanyon.net. So I'm not ThingForest. So I think it's all the same place. So if I go Code Canyon, yeah. Okay. So that's a place you can come and find stuff as well. Okay, Paul's asking, if I sell a free plugin from Instapage to buyers and it later gets updated, or could I sell the updates to the original buyers if I keep them on a special email list? It might be a way to earn more. Yes and no, Paul. I mean, if it's just a simple update, I wouldn't sell it as an update. I would just give people the update. But if it's a 2.0, yes, then you would obviously, you know, if you'd completely revamp the product or add some great new features, then you you could do that, yes. Xavier is asking, do you have an idea where the markets for Spanish language products are located? Not really, Xavier, but I do know, if I can get in here in the marketplace, I'm 99. There, we've got a language, Espanol, which even the school I went to is Spanish. So this would hopefully find you Spanish related products. I do know ClickBank have different language categories. So I don't know about other places, but you can definitely do that with ClickBank. And Sue's just asked, oh, hi Sue, it is Court Canyon. Right, so that's the place I've just been to, which is there, courtcanyon.net. And it looks like a few people, you obviously are aware of Court Canyon, so, okay, I think I've done all the questions, guys, unless there's one, I'll give another 20 seconds or so, but what I want to know, guys, is, let me ask it this way, have I taught anything tonight that you feel you can't go and do, or have I made it, I don't think I've complicated it tonight, I always try and keep things simple and easy to understand. Do you feel you can go away and do what I've taught you tonight? Do you feel you can do that? Just yes, brilliant. Okay, brilliant. Easy. Can you see how easy this can be, guys? This doesn't have to be hard. This doesn't have to be hard. And this is where a lot of people struggle with product creation. A lot of people think I can't do it. Or they think they have to create something that's brand new to the market. It doesn't work like that. If you go to JVZoo, I mean, if we look at all of the video products that's been getting released lately, they're all basically the same. They'll make those sketchy videos. There's been millions and millions of dollars made in that area. Could I possibly come up with something similar and add a couple of features to it and maybe release it? Maybe I could. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's all been done before. Look at weight loss. Just look at weight loss as an example. I mean, I'm guessing there's a few people on here with either a treadmill or an exercise bike or something along those lines, and they hang their coat or towel or clothes on it. We've all done it. It's the same with internet marketing. A lot of people buy these products and then don't do anything with the information, and I hope you guys don't do that with this. Remember, we're only two lessons in, okay? We're going to do at least eight lessons, and possibly more depending on how it goes, and you're going to watch me do most of this. So hopefully, guys, everyone's feeling positive about this. And remember, you can have a call with me. You've got the support. You've got everything you possibly need to make this happen. Okay. So if you're struggling with coming up with an idea and you want to run it by me, please make sure you do. Paul's asking one more question. How many products should we have ready for next week? Just try and get as many as you can, Paul. I mean, you should have no problems finding 10 PLR products for whatever niche you enter. You shouldn't have problems. I would say try and get at least 10, but at the end of the day, one really good one could be enough. It really depends on what you, it's not about the quantity, it's about, what you're actually getting, the quality. Because you could take a PLR ebook, just one PLR ebook, and create a full training program from that. But if you've got more, then you can obviously go through, and take the best from everything. And you might find a lot of, for example, traffic generation as an example, there's going to be a lot of methods that keep popping up. And then I might have my own ideas, and I might be able to take a method and perfect it and make it better. I might also say a method I've never heard of before, on one little tiny PLR report, what then I can go and do some research on and maybe come up with ideas that way. So it's good to have a lot of research. All right then, guys, there's no more questions. I really, really hope this is, helping you. You know where I am if you need anything, johnthornhill.com/support. Obviously, if you're watching the replay, there's going to be all the material you need. There might be extra material for anyone who's, people are watching live now. There should be a little worksheet to go with this. I'm going to try and give you stuff, little tasks to do as well. So hopefully everyone's okay. But if not, where to get hold of me. And I will see you on the next module next week.